Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9490 for every underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having. I believe we have. Hugh thinks we've been fair about it. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Sleigh Bar. Come and check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. It is awesome here. We're in Newark, Delaware, Klondike Kate's. Come on by for lunch, hang out. We'll talk some birds and have a good time. Great food here as well. So come on out to Klondike Kate's. Are we also, along with all your calls on Jalen, we're going to get to the Embiid stuff in just a minute here because it's driving me crazy what happened last night. Sixers Knicks with the blue court and Embiid back. And it really wasn't how he played. It was what happened after the game. We will get to that. But Hugh, we do have Combo-Con going on here. It is Combo-Con brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores, and Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters and the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. Our qualifying prize today for the Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, and then you'll be entered for the grand prize, which is so incredible with all the great prizes, the smoker, the cornhole, you got, of course, the TV, 55 inches. It's all
that's
there for
nice.
You. We're looking today
nice.
For weird or odd food combos. I think Hugh thinks a lot of things are weird or odd food combos. Milk and oysters was our last one. All right, we'll
That's different.
That was different. The guy who said it just walked in here. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
What's going on,
Good
man?
Morning, Tom.
All right, listen, I'm going to agree right off the bat with you. We have not been unfair to Jalen.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so, but you got to understand. Now, and, Hugh, you're the only one that could speak to this because you were an athlete in this town. This is a tough town. It's a tough fan base. You get what you give. Okay, so like when Jalen is turning the ball over early or has a crash last year, turning the ball over early in this season, you're going to get some criticism. But now he's back to playing good ball, and now he's going to start getting praise again. I mean, that's just how it is to be in Philadelphia. We are a critical fan base. We're a knowledgeable fan base, and we speak it.
Well, I agree with that, Tom. We are, and that is fair. I just think we've missed – it's almost like the train is leaving the tracks, and we're chasing it here. Like, yes, he started off poorly, but his season has taken off, and I think we've almost been a little slow in realizing how well he's playing compared to the rest of the league.
That's fair.
Yes.
Being slow is fair, but it's what fans do.
Well, I also think sometimes the beginning clouds the truth. And the beginning was, Tom, I'm with you. The beginning wasn't good. I mean, he turned the ball way too much. But the last month, he's played really well.
Can I give you an analogy?
Sure. We like analogies on the show. We like bad analogies. You can give us a good one or a bad one.
I have four sons, and I used to coach football and baseball. I'm retired now. I'm in my 60s, okay? But when I was coaching them boys, I was hardest on my sons because they're mine, okay? So if I'm hard on Jalen, it's because he's mine. He's on my team.
Sure. Tom, I get that. I don't expect WIP to spend a lot of time saying, hey, that was a bad throw on Sunday by Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes isn't playing that great. I get it. But it's the truth, though, right? Like, we got to acknowledge the truth that even though we could be hard on him, he's played like a top 10 guy now this season.
He is playing now. he wasn't earlier.
But no, but it's all of it together. Even when you factor in the September, that's where he ranks. That I think that's what we missed. Tom, give us a weird or odd food combo.
I'll tell you what. Once again, I'm in my 60s, so you guys might not even remember this or even know it or have ever been introduced to it. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, every week we used to have a dinner called liver and onions.
So I never ate it, but I remember.
I remember liver and onions.
I remember it. Yeah,
I remember that.
Oh my gosh! It was supposed to be protein packed and iron packed and all that, but it tasted like. Mm.
So you liked it or you hated it?
I hated it.
All right, sounds gross. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how people ate that. Tom, we preached the call. You ever dive into liver and onions?
I've had liver and onions before. I remember it.
Yeah.
And it was
how
like
was that?
Liver. Like liver is hard to cook because it's.
What do you do? A saute?
Well, it's like it was like a steak, but it's really tough.
I'm sure.
It's really tough.
Why did people eat it? Was it cheaper than
struggle meal.
A steak?
I remember it when I was younger as a struggle meal.
I think it
was one with rice. I remember eating liver and onion with rice. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like it was
have you had it, Kyle?
Know any better.
I haven't had it, but I don't think it's that like weird. Like it's kind of a normal.
No, but it's still now. You think?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, we've learned how to cook liver better. Like I don't eat liver, but there's better ways to cook liver because I remember it was just tough.
So you think this is an old thing where people it's kind of passed
school.
Down in their families because
it's still a thing.
But it's not served in like any place you go eat.
Sure it is.
No. When was the last time you saw liver and onions on a menu?
Well, it's not maybe not in America.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, yeah, sure.
It's. I think it's more like it might be like an English thing.
I got you. Oh, okay.
It's a dish. Like liver and onions is a dish. Milk and clams is not. That's sort of where I'm drawing the difference.
I agree. Milk and clams is weirder. All right. I was waiting for, it's almost like we put the bat signal up today. The OG Wade signal. He's here talking Jalen Hurts. OG, good morning.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. I'm sure you have an opinion on this. It hit me this morning. I think we've underrated Jalen's season. What are you thinking, OG?
Absolutely we did, and we do. I heard that guy, Tom, that just got off. I couldn't disagree with him more. What you got to realize is that there's things that Jalen Hurts does on the football field that you don't see other quarterbacks doing. I will challenge, and I have already done this on Twitter as well as on the radio. Give me Patrick Mahomes making that throw that Jalen Hurts made to Devontae Smith in that game. Give me the throw that Jalen Hurts made to A.J. Brown down the sideline, dropping that dime outside the numbers. Patrick Mahomes has never, ever in his entire career made those throws.
So well, I think he has.
I
feel like I've seen Mahomes make every. I feel,
Let me land my plane.
Hold on, but hold on. I know you're going to land it, you and I are aligned today for the most part that we've kind of underrated what Hurts has done this year. But I've seen Mahomes make every throw.
I didn't say that. I asked you. Do you remember? And people can pull up the tape. Show me Patrick Mahomes making that throw that Jalen made to Devonta Smith in that game.
Oh.
And if you can't. Then cut it down. Just agree with me. Until you prove it, then agree with me, Joe. That's all I'm saying. Ride with me. Let me land my plane. I ain't done yet. And stop your little buzzers, too, Kyle. Listen, Jalen Hurts, every player that has played with him ends up having a career year. I can't say that for other quarterbacks. Now, all I'm telling you is that Jalen belongs in the conversation with those guys. So stop saying he's not on this level, he's this, he's that. Everything them dudes can do, Jalen has done, can do, but everything Jalen do, all them other quarterbacks can't do and have not done. Saquon Barkley comes here from the Giants, okay, great player. Never had the year he's having right now with us.
Well, it's probably the offensive line more than Jalen.
No, okay, it's all the same.
Yeah, well, it's
because they all together.
Before Hugh reacts, I just hold on the Mahomes thing because you brought that up. I mean, the guy has 3,000 completions in the NFL. Like, I don't have them all cataloged in my head. I've seen him make brilliant throws. You know, we have all seen them. He's done a lot, and he's been in a lot of big games. Can I tell you the exact throw he made to the back corner of the end zone to whatever receiver? I don't know. But he's made them. Right. I could think of 300, like, wows I've seen in the 7 or 8 years. Go ahead, Hugh.
My question is, you said there are no – you said something to the effect that there are no receivers – Jalen makes the receivers around him better, correct?
Well, the career years he's seen.
The career years.
Yes.
And you said there's been no other quarterback to do that?
Right. That's playing right now. These guys, I don't –
Okay, that's playing right now.
Yes.
That's playing right now.
That's playing right now. Yep.
I don't know about that. But, I mean, I get that to you. I get that to you.
And you know what my other thing is?
What's that?
Jalen Hurts own more NFL records than any of the quarterbacks playing right now.
I can't take this.
What records?
What records?
NFL records as a quarterback. Quarterback.
But what records?
What records? You mean like throwing title?
Well,
like,
what record
like
does he own?
No,
I'm talking about every time we watch the games, right, you always see Jalen Hurts broke another record. He's the only player to ever
what
do
record?
This.
What records has he broken?
About.
Like, what record has he broken?
Okay,
you mean
like,
an Eagles record? Or mean up in the NFL?
No, NFL records. I don't want to use too much of my time. Y'all can actually – it's basically – like, they just did it the other day. Jalen Hurts, the first player to throw for 12 touchdowns, no interceptions in 5 games or whatever, stuff like that. They're all NFL records that he set.
He's had a nice run. I mean, OG, he's had a nice run. I think we're going to race it. OG, what do you got for us in terms of a weird food combo?
Pig feet and peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that's gross. Hugh, pig feet, peanut butter and jelly.
I don't partake in pig feet anymore.
No. But you ever do with peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Would you put peanut butter on it?
I wouldn't.
Jelly.
I don't even fool with the pig feet.
Okay.
No more.
So, can we all quickly agree that like 80% of that was just pure nonsense?
I think there's a thing. We need to take a deep breath with statistics.
That's his truth.
So anybody with an account on Pro Football Reference can create a statistic, right? Like and Jalen Hurts has had some good numbers, but like I don't know. Ruben Frank, he always puts his observations out after a game, and he always has really unique statistics. It doesn't like it paints the picture. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like Jalen Hurts, I think he's the fifth quarterback ever with 4 straight games of 115 pass rating. That's nice, but like it's not really meaningful.
So the whole thing about making wide receivers have a career year, no one else does that, was made up. I mean,
how many guys have played like AJ Brown? Well, AJ Brown's a fair point because he's been better here.
Well,
but Devontae's never played with anybody
else.
Correct.
And I mean, like you could look at Tyreek Hill, who had with Tua. Tua last year had a career year that he didn't have with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs had his career year with Josh Allen. Josh Allen had Stephon Diggs have a career year after he left Minnesota. Like, this is not an exclusive thing to Jalen Hurts. That was delusional.
Good pull. I mean, but it was like, because I was thinking, the one that I had stuck in my head, and he clarified it when he said that's currently playing, because Wes Welker was a special teams player when he was in Miami.
And then Brady, yeah.
And then he came with Brady, and now he's... He was one of the guys that people are making an argument for him to be in the Hall of Fame.
Cousins and Jefferson. I mean, sure. McLaurin's going to have a career year with Jaden Daniels this year. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, I always think, too, like, Peyton Manning used to take Austin Colley's of the world.
Yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Good players.
Mean, that's what I was thinking. But when he said currently playing, that's when I just kind of, all right, man, whatever.
I think it would hold more weight if Devontae was a 7th-round pick or a 5th-round pick. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are supposed to be good.
And when you think about it, not saying that Jalen hasn't done this, but when I think about a quarterback giving receivers career years, most of the time, for me, it's more like middling court receivers. Like that he brings them, like the Wes Welker
elevate
comparison.
Someone that wasn't
elevates
much.
The Julian Edelmans, guys like that.
Yep.
You're talking about guys who, if they were on any other team, they wouldn't be considered special players.
I think if I had to play a little psychologist here, he's trying to combat the.
Then wait a minute, Sam Bradford and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I think he's trying to combat the.
Am I saying his name wrong? Sam Darnold.
Darnold.
No, Sam Bradford.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. I screw that man's
name
up.
There are a lot of Sam Matthews.
I screw that man's name up all the time.
You don't respect Matthew Stafford.
Not really.
For a Super Bowl winner.
I don't.
You confuse him with some.
I just can't hear the stuff.
You really do. You really do.
I screw that up all the time.
Guy's been in the league since 09.
And I can't screw his name up all the time.
Can we not do the thing that Jalen makes throws that Patrick Mahomes can't? Like, can we just not do that, please?
Can I say that?
Like,
that one too, because Patrick Mahomes has some no look throws that he had.
Like,
he has
sidearm
throws.
The conversation would be so much better if we leave Mahomes out of it.
Can we not?
And I get Mahomes is not having his best statistical year. We know that. Patrick Mahomes is already one of the four greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL. Like, let's just take a deep breath.
And sometimes you just can't argue. Like, when somebody's dug in, like I'd be trying to tell you, I want to
delusional.
Based on when I say the defense is luxury, not a session.
Oh, we will argue.
Sometimes
with
you just can't argue with crazy.
You think you're off the hook by saying that?
Yes.
No, we're not going to let you. All
yes,
right.
I am.
Speaking of not letting anyone off the hook, can we hear last night Joel Embiid? Let's listen to Embiid after the game. So Embiid played last night. I know everyone was just so thrilled to watch him slog through 26 minutes last night.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As he came back, I noticed right away he wasn't really in shape to play. I don't know if he rushed it back or this is what he is now, but you would think, oh, he's back, he's healthy. Nah, it didn't look like it last night. Joel Embiid slogged through 26 minutes, 2 of 11 from the field, 13 points. All right, they lost the game to a better Knicks team. I wasn't shocked. But how about this after the game, Hugh? Listen to Joel Embiid. They play tonight against the Cavaliers, right? They have a back-to-back. He said before the season, in a story with ESPN, he was no longer going to play back-to-backs. Here's what he said last night about, well, maybe I'll play tonight.
Did you expect to play tomorrow?
I mean, I want to. That's up to those guys. I mean, I know I said I will never play back-to-backs, but I'm a troll, so I'm sure at some point I'll play. But I feel good. Feel good right now. We're going to see. But it's up to them.
You said it's up to them, but how much will you try to lobby to try to play?
I can do whatever I want, but, you know, obviously, ultimately, that's a decision. So just going to leave it up to them. But, yeah, I'll be pushing. But, you know, just also got to trust them.
Hugh, what was your reaction to that last? This is slap in the face to fans. Like the troll thing. If he can't play back-to-backs and it's the doctor's orders, then leave it at what it is. But it's almost like I'm just kidding. So I made everyone upset. I made all my fans concerned about my career and our trajectory as a team for the next 5 years. He did that, right? He's the one that volunteered. We won't play back-to-backs anymore, and everyone reacted to that. To a month later to say, yeah, I'm just trolling. Like, that's – grow up. Could you ever imagine saying I'm not going to play the next game and then you play and say I'm just kidding around? Like, why would he do that?
I don't understand. It's weird. It's a weird way to act, especially after the week that you've just had. After the game you just had, Carl Anthony Towns kind of like, you know,
cooked you.
He was a little physical. First game back. I don't understand what he was trying to accomplish by saying what he said, Joe. That's the thing that confuses me.
I have a theory.
Yes. Go for it.
My theory is he wants everyone mad at the Sixers and not him. The way he said it, I want to. They won't let me. I, if it was up to me, I would. They won't let me. If I don't play tomorrow night, don't rip me. Rip the Sixers. Joel Embiid always finds a way to try to move the heat off himself. And maybe it is the Sixers' decision, but he's obviously their player, and they have to try to make the right decision. Hugh, I think he did it on purpose to try to take the heat off of himself. It's not about him. Not about how he takes care of his body. It's the Sixers' call.
Yeah, but going into this, And this is where, you know, for me, I have to go back and think about what was said. Because going into the season, it was widely reported and it was thought of that every move that was made, it was mostly Joel's decision.
Or at least together.
Or at least collaborative with
the team.
The team.
Yeah.
Now for him to say after the night that he had, hey, it's up to them. That, like I said earlier, they need to just hire me as a PR team, dog. Let me go ahead and spin this back to what benefits me, because it's
so. If you were there last night, what would you advise the messaging? Because that message is nonsense.
Well, it sounds like it was a preemptive strike, and I would have called him to the side, like, man, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you doing? You've just inadvertently put a bullseye on your back. You've put yourself in a situation now where we can't control the narrative. Like, earlier on, when we were talking about you not playing back-to-backs and everything, because they was talked about on the broadcast. It's a good chance, you know, Cleveland's coming into town. He's not going to play in the game. Just stick with that narrative.
Here was the quote from him a month ago. Quote, if I had to guess, I would probably never play back-to-backs for the rest of my career. A month later to say, well, I want to play tomorrow night. They won't let me.
And then, with everything that has happened with you the last couple of weeks, that's not good timing to say what you said.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal during the game last night at halftime as Embiid. I don't think he had a shot made before the half. He had the free throws because he always gets to the line. But he didn't play well last night, obviously. He didn't look right, didn't play well. Here was Shaq last night at halftime going in on Embiid.
This was the fear I had for Joel Embiid. You announced arrogantly, I'm not playing back-to-backs, Ernie. I'm not injured, but I'm sore. I come in when I want to come back. Now, when you say things like that, you're supposed to come back with extra energy. 0 for 3. I'd have been 0 for 15, but you know what y'all would have said? Hey, Shaq's not playing well, but he's playing aggressive. So the plan that they're having,
not working.
It's not working. And not only that, I say this respectfully, Joel Embiid will never win a championship until he gets his mind and his attitude right.
I totally agree. I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I totally agree with Shaq on that. And, you know, Hugh, if that was him fully rested, I don't feel great about what I saw last night. Because shouldn't he be ready to go? If that's the first game they decided he's healthy to play, he looked gassed.
And I heard people talking about, well, you know, this is kind of how Joel Embiid is. He has to kind of ramp up.
Yeah.
You've been ramping up for the last couple of weeks.
Right,
man.
What have we been doing?
Yeah, it doesn't fit. This is the problem that I have with that, is because you hear him say that he wants to be known as one of the greatest. His athleticism has already put him in that category. The fact that he can walk out there on the court, he's a walking 30-point. He can score 30 points when he's healthy.
Yeah.
But when you have that type of effort and you say some of the things that you say, it's like winning a championship and everything, what you show people and what you say are in two different stratospheres.
They are. And that's
the problem.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand. It's hard to fathom that you're really somebody that says that you want to win a championship, but you have that kind of lackluster effort out there last night.
Yeah, and if that's what he looks like after all this rest, I just don't feel great about where this is going. Steve's in Trenton. Steve is up on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Steve. What are you thinking today?
Well, I'm just out here actively looking for Bigfoot, but
as are 70% of Americans, according to
you. I like how you've embraced it and you've admitted it. I appreciate man. I appreciate
that. Well, I can't lie on the air, but unfortunately, Joel Embiid is on my mind, clouding my vision, so I can't find Bigfoot today. Listen, I've defended this guy forever, and I'll start off by saying he's probably the most talented scoring big since Shaq. I mean, I think he's that good, but I'm done. This guy is a loser, and it's his mentality makes him a loser.
So strong.
What really made me realize this recently, a good, you know, litmus test, if you will, for somebody's really got the right mentality. You imagine the stuff he says, the stuff he does, just over the past years, throwing the teammates under the bus, the coming out and saying the stuff about attacks, the complaining to the media, even the little eyes he gave Paul George at that halftime show or whatever. Could you ever imagine Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James ever doing any of these things? The answer is no. They never would. And if I could give you a little, you know, analogy, bear with me for a second. Joel Embiid is that kid you got the test on Friday, and he tells you, oh, I really want to pass it. I want to do my best. And then he doesn't study all week, and then he gets to the test, and he gives you his best effort, and he gets a C, and he goes, oh, but I tried my best. You got to be the guy who studies all week. He gets ready, he gets prepared. He doesn't put himself in the best position, and then he makes excuses about yep. other things at the end when he could have put him, could have controlled things with his own power. You know, the Olympics, whichever way you want to look at it, it didn't work out, okay? He's not
the best way I could frame it, Steve, and I love your analogy. Steve, I love your analogy. The best way I could frame it is he doesn't get it. And I, it's one, like, not every 23, 24-year-old, 25-year-old NBA player does, but the greats figure it out. And, I'm at the point now where he doesn't get it. And you, at some point, you got to stop waiting for the 30-something-year-old player to just, like, wake up and be mature and figure it all out. I mean, like, it just, like, it's crazy that we do this every single year. Steve, good analogy. All right, give us a weird food combo, Steve. What do you got for us?
So, a weird food combo I got. My uncle would really do this. Vanilla ice cream and ketchup.
Oh,
vanilla,
no.
Seriously?
He'd eat it.
I never got. Oh, one more thing, guys. When I'm off speakerphone, it's really hard for me to hear you. So sorry if I cut anybody off. But thanks so much for talking to you. Talk to you next time.
You got it, Steve. Appreciate it. Vanilla ice cream and ketchup. You in, Hugh?
No.
I guess the ketchup's almost like a.
I tell you, my dad used to have a weird combination. Oh yeah. By the way, before I get into that, Bigfoot was heard howling in Connecticut.
Oh, was he?
A couple days ago. Yeah.
70% of Americans are on the train. They're all turning around at
no,
once.
No, I'm just saying.
All those people.
Bigfoot was, he was heard howling in Connecticut. If you don't believe me, you can look it up. They say it was the Bigfoot.
I believe you.
He's in Connecticut.
I never disputed Bigfoot.
And to help all the 70% of people out there that's looking for Bigfoot.
That's a crazy number.
He's. It seems like most of the Bigfoot sightings have been
Wait, how do they know the howl was from Bigfoot?
Well, that's what they said.
It was a nondescript
howl. Because you know what foxes sound like? It sounded
foxes
like
sound
Bigfoot.
Crazy.
It sounded like Bigfoot.
No one's disputing Bigfoot might exist. It's the amount of people you 70%. Think are 70%. Actively chasing him.
Oh, yeah, but the weird food combination? Yeah. My dad used to do buttermilk and cornbread.
That's not that crazy.
That sounds pretty crazy to me.
Well, compared
buttermilk,
to...
Buttermilk is not, it's not tasty. It's like he put the buttermilk and cornbread together, and he would crunch it up, and he would eat it like a snack.
I think there's worse on the board, including vanilla and ketchup. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live today. Klondike Kate's Restaurant Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. All right, coming up next, your phone calls. We will replay Nick Sirianni's conversation with The Morning Show. Your calls on Jalen Hurts this season. Have we underrated it? And we have to react to something Ross Tucker said this morning that we hadn't considered at all, but definitely worth thinking about tomorrow. Plus, your take on Embiid last night totally annoyed me the way he reacted after the game, putting it on the team. Didn't look right. Just feel he doesn't get it. I totally agree with Jack. He doesn't get it. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back and better than ever for the 60th year. The 2024 Hess Fire Truck with car and motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most feature-packed holiday Hess Toy Truck team ever, loaded with an array of animated lights, sounds, motors, and chrome detailing. And as always, free standard shipping and batteries are included. Available only at HessToyTruck.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.